The key processing question. What's the next action? You've got the message. You're going to deal with one item at a time, and you're going to make a firm next action decision about each one. This may sound easy, but it requires you to do some fast, hard thinking. Much of the time, the action will not be self-evident. It will need to be determined. On that first item, for example, do you need to call someone, fill something out, get information from the web, email your boss? What? If there's an action, its specific nature will determine the next set of options. But what if you say, there's really nothing to do with this? It's likely that a portion of your in-basket will require no action. There will be three types of things in this category. First, there's trash. If you've been following my suggestions, you'll no doubt already have tossed out a big pile of stuff. It's also likely that you will have put stacks of material into in that include things you don't need anymore. So don't be surprised if there's still a lot more to throw away as you process your stuff. It's likely that at some point you'll come up against the question of whether or not to keep something for future reference. I have two ways of dealing with that. When in doubt, throw it out, or when in doubt, keep it. Take your pick. I think either approach is fine. You just need to trust your intuition and be realistic about your space. Your accountant can provide record retention timetables that will tell you how long you should keep what kinds of documentation. My suggestion is that you make the distinction about whether something is actionable or not. Once it's clear that no action is needed, there's room for lots of options on whether or not to store it. A second category with non-action is incubate. There will probably be things in your in-basket about which you will say to yourself, there's nothing to do on this now, but there might be later. What do you do with these kinds of things? There are two options that could work. First, you could write them on a someday maybe list, or secondly, you could put them on your calendar or in a tickler file. The point of all these incubation procedures is that they give you a way to get the items off your mind right now and let you feel confident that some reminder of the possible action will resurface at an appropriate time. And the third category with no action is, of course, reference. Many of the things you will uncover in N will need no action, but may have value as potentially useful information about projects and topics. Ideally, you have already set up a workable filing system for your reference and support information. As you come across material in your in-basket and email that you'd like to keep for archival or support purposes, file it. And if there is an action, what is it? This is the biggie. If there's something that needs to be done about the item in N, then you need to decide what exactly that next action is. Next actions, again, means the next physical, visible activity that would be required to move the situation toward closure. The next action should be easy to figure out, but there are often some quick analyses and several planning steps that haven't occurred yet in your mind, and these have to happen before you can determine precisely what has to happen to complete the item, even if it's a fairly simple one. Let's look at a sample list of the things that a person might typically have his attention on. Clean the garage. Do my taxes. Conference I'm going to. Although each of these items may seem relatively clear as a task or project, determining the next action on each one will take some thought. Clean the garage. Well, I just have to get in there and start. No, wait a minute. There's a big refrigerator in there that I need to get rid of first. I should find out if John Patrick wants it for his camp. I should call John, refrigerator in garage. What about do my taxes? Yeah, but I actually can't start on them until I have my last K-1 back. Can't do anything until then, so I'm waiting for K-1 from Acme Trust. And for the conference I'm going to, I need to find out whether Sandra's going to prepare a press kit for us. I guess I need to email Sandra re-press kits for the conference. And so forth. The action steps, call John, waiting for K-1, email Sandra, are what need to be decided about everything that is actionable in your in-basket. Remember that these are physical, visible activities. Many people think they've determined the next action when they get it down to set meeting. But that's not the next action because it's not descriptive of physical behavior. How do you set a meeting? Well, it could be with a phone call or an email, but to whom? Decide.